Four stillbirths in women with mild or moderate symptoms of COVID-19 were highlighted by the Deputy CMO, Dr. Ronan Glynn, yesterday. These were preliminary reports, but the stillbirths could potentially be associated with a condition called COVID placentitis. Dr. Ronan Glynn urged caution as the coroners have not concluded their findings. The HSE's National Women and Infants Programme is aware of and is monitoring the situation and has issued a related notice to obstetric departments. Professor Keelan O'Donoghue is a consultant obstetrician at Cork University Maternity Hospital. Professor O'Donoghue, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, Dr. Ronan Glynn said this condition, it's a concern, but he did stress that it's very rare. Have you seen cases of COVID placentitis? What is it?
So I suppose, Mary, I'd first like to acknowledge that stillbirth is a devastating outcome of pregnancy for the parents and family involved. And we don't know the personal stories at the heart of this report. And we do need to acknowledge the grief of these families as we talk about them speculatively on national media. And what we know so far, and I haven't been directly involved in these cases, but have some experience from a case we've had in Cork and from my knowledge of the international literature, is that we have four cases of stillbirth from about 24 weeks onwards, where women were symptomatic in three of the four cases, but not critically unwell. They had all had recent COVID within 2 to 3 weeks, and in some cases presented feeling a change in fetal movements. These babies, as far from what we know, were normally grown, and the pathologists have found evidence of very similar placental disease in all four that can be linked to the direct effects of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19 infection. And as you say, some of these cases are still under investigation by the coroners involved, but pathology are also collaborating to verify their findings. We have in Cork reported one case in the literature early this year, and in that case there was a good outcome for mother and baby, but we found a very abnormal placenta with these findings, and our perinatal pathology team undertook a review of the international literature when we had our case, and there were lots of placental reports towards the end of last year showing lots of different types of findings in women who had mild, moderate and very severe illness. And there wasn't a huge amount of detailed perinatal pathology maybe done all throughout last year. But our review showed that our case could be backed up by the literature with a small number, maybe about 11 other cases at that time. But it's important to say that represents about 4% of all of the placental reports that were in the literature at that stage. So what we're talking about seems to be a form of placental disease, a specific type of inflammation caused by the virus, and you can see it in the cells of the placenta, and this seems to represent a true placentitis or inflammation or infection of the placenta caused by SARS-CoV-2.
This is, as you well know, hugely worrying for women who are pregnant or women who may even be considering becoming pregnant and their families. At what stage, and I know the science is still very early, but at what stage is it presenting in the pregnancy?
Well, the cases that we've seen in the literature do seem to be from 24 weeks onwards, and it's fair to say that while women in who have COVID-19 infection largely have a mild illness, some of the more severe illnesses do seem to be towards the third trimester of pregnancy. But I would emphasize that this does appear to be an uncommon, albeit distinctive, complication of maternal COVID-19 infection, which has the potential to cause this significant placental injury. On the whole, women who get COVID-19 infection, from what we now know 1 year later, largely have a mild or moderate illness. Less than 10% seem to be admitted to pregnancy. And while a small proportion do become critically unwell, the majority of maternal and neonatal or baby outcomes are reassuring. Ireland's experience with COVID in pregnancy has been reasonably reassuring and in line with most other European countries in terms of what has been reported.
And I'm sure in your practice you've had many successful deliveries of women as well who have had COVID during pregnancy.
Absolutely. Certainly by the end of last year, there was about over 450 pregnancies reported to the HPSC where there was a positive COVID test. And in Ireland, while our outcomes have not been officially reported, as I said, they're in line with other European countries, a very small number of women becoming critically unwell, but no maternal deaths in this country. It's important to say, Mary, that obviously the stillbirth as an outcome has been researched as a consequence of COVID-19. And while there were one or two small hospital reports in the middle of last year suggesting there might be an increase in stillbirths, that has largely been refuted by bigger studies. And we now, 1 year on, have really big registry data internationally. We have really good surveillance data from the UK, from the CDC, and some very large studies being published not showing any change in stillbirth rates overall through the COVID pandemic, comparing women in pregnancy with COVID to those not with COVID, and really big numbers. Yeah. And these studies have been also subject to systematic reviews, which do agree with these data. So that's reassuring.
Yeah, and that is the very important factual information. But in terms of advice now for women considering becoming pregnant, trying to become pregnant, women who are already pregnant, living in a pandemic, what is the advice to them?
Sure, and we have to acknowledge it's pretty scary for pregnant women hearing about this. This is a rare complication from what we know, and we're still investigating. What we could have here is a cluster by complete chance. And for the advice for pregnant women, obviously, is at a very simple level, try not to get COVID. Secondly, that vaccination should be considered, and for those in priority groups, it is being made available irrespective of pregnancy. We're getting more information about vaccine all the time in terms of its safety from the countries where it started earlier, and that's promising. And obviously, community vaccination will be protective for pregnant women. For those who have COVID, it's really important that their healthcare providers know and that women attend their visits as normal. We all have COVID pathways now in the hospitals. Women shouldn't be afraid to attend hospital, and they should speak up if they've any concerns about fetal well-being, you know, if they experience reduced movements. We should assess women who've had COVID a minimum of 14 days after their infection and undertake, you know, ultrasound to check fetal well-being. And women should certainly not ignore any signs of concerns that they might have and should be listened to when they present to the maternity hospitals. And I suppose the purpose of putting this out to the maternity hospitals is to make sure that just this is on the radar and that people know about it. And some of these women might need to be admitted for further surveillance for their pregnancy.
All right, for now we'll leave it there. Professor Keelan O'Donoghue from Cork University Maternity Hospital, thank you.